Our scripture reading this morning is from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 1 through 7. But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you, I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. And our gospel reading is from the book of Luke, chapter 3, verses 15 through 17, and then skipping to verses 21 and 22. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water. But one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven. You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. As we switch gears and move into our time of children's message, I see a few young ones in our midst this morning, but I know that certain families listen at home after our service is posted. So this is for all of you, no matter your age or no matter where you're listening. I know that right now we are having to be a bit more careful about how close we are getting to one another. But one thing I was thankful for this holiday season was that I was able to see a few more people than I did last year. Maybe you did too, or maybe you still needed to keep your circle small. Either way, I wonder if you have ever had a friend or family member visit your home. What were some of the ways you and your family welcomed that friend or family member into your home? What were some things that you did ahead of time, or once the guest arrived, to make that guest feel welcome? Maybe you spent some time cleaning up so that you could show how much you care about your home. Maybe you prepared a comfortable place for them if they were staying over. I bet you offered them something to eat or drink when they arrived, and then spent time talking to them and helping them to settle in. Even at church, we do the same thing. Whether you are a brand new visitor or have been here 1,000 times, we want this place to feel welcoming. So we open doors for people. We greet you. We ask you your name and answer your questions. We make you feel at home. Why do you think that we do those things in our own houses and at church? Why do we want people to feel welcome? Well, it's because we like you. We like them. And we want you to know it, because we like our homes and our church, and we want everyone to feel that same feeling, because we want you to come back, because for special people in our lives, we do special things. We want guests to feel welcome in our space and in our lives and in our hearts. In today's scripture story, we hear about a different kind of guest being welcomed. Now, this guest isn't a person that Jesus has over to his house. But Jesus welcomes God's Holy Spirit into his life and into his heart. In a lot of ways, God's Holy Spirit is like a friend, beside us every step of the way, cheering us on and helping us to feel connected and reminding us that we aren't alone. There was a specific way that Jesus prepared for and welcomed the Holy Spirit in today's lesson, though. Did you happen to notice what it was that Jesus did right before God's Holy Spirit showed up? Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. Now, I doubt that many of us remember our own baptisms. Maybe you do. But you may have seen one here at church. In fact, Reverend Sue's grandson, Levi, was just baptized on White Gift Sunday, and we will have another baptism very soon. And I wonder if you knew that Jesus was also baptized. Now, I know we just celebrated Christmas, so in our minds, Jesus is just a few weeks old. But in Scripture, we've sort of jumped ahead quite a few years, and Jesus isn't a baby at all. In fact, when he's baptized, he was a young adult. And he didn't stand in the front of the church like our families do here with our baptismal font. To be baptized, John the Baptist and Jesus stood in the Jordan River. And then John dunked Jesus, in a gentle way, of course, into the water. This baptism was sort of like Jesus getting himself ready for the work that God had called him to do. He rolled up his sleeves, got into the muddy water, got himself dirty, and then said yes to welcoming God's Holy Spirit into his life. Once God's Holy Spirit was welcomed by Jesus, Jesus and the Holy Spirit went on to do many amazing things. One of the things that Jesus did with the help of God's Holy Spirit was teach his disciples how to welcome the Holy Spirit into their lives just as he did. Some ways that Jesus taught them to do this was by praying just as he had done, alone, with others, all the time, by worshiping God together, by showing care and compassion to everyone they met. And when the disciples did these things, when they created a space in their hearts and in their lives for the Holy Spirit, they were better prepared to do the same things Jesus did, share God's love and healing with those around them. Isn't it interesting that the same things that Jesus taught his disciples are what we try to teach and do here at St. John's? When we do these things to welcome God's Holy Spirit into our lives, into our sanctuary, into our homes, into our hearts, we are better prepared, we are nourished and fueled up to do the same amazing things that Jesus and his disciples did. And that's the good news for today, that as we learn and as we live and as we do the things that Jesus teaches us about welcoming God's Holy Spirit, we're able to welcome others into our lives and into our spaces, and we can do all those wonderful things that Jesus and his disciples did. Now, before I pray, I do want to remind you that we always take a little break in the month of January from our carryout connections, but we will have a brand new bag ready for you to pick up at the end of January for February, so stay tuned for that. Now, let's take a moment to pray, and then we'll end by praying our Lord's Prayer together. God, just like we clean up and make ready our homes for special guests, help us to roll up our sleeves, to cleanse our hearts, and to make our lives ready to welcome in your Holy Spirit, so that just like Jesus, we can experience all that you have in store for us, and we can teach others about your love. All of these things we pray in the name of Christ, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.